Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, we continue our sermon series on peace with part three, dealing with the time crunch. The first week, we talked about peace with God, our salvation in Jesus Christ. Second week, we talked about peace within. Jesus' invitation, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. This week, we continue with that second type of peace, peace within. Talking about dealing with the time crunch and having peace in the midst of that. One of the realities of life that stresses out each and every one of us is a lack of time. There are so many things we could do, so many things we should do, but who can find time to do it all? Everyone is dealing with the time crunch. How can we quit stressing out and start making the most of our time? Our three scripture lessons today all deal with the subject of time and time management. We're going to talk about all three in the sermon today, starting with our Old Testament lesson from Ecclesiastes. We'll learn about our most precious resource, which is time. Then second, we will listen to the words of Jesus from our gospel lesson, teaching us about the right priorities as he instructs Mary and Martha. And then third of all, we'll learn about what Paul writes in our epistle lesson from Ephesians chapter 5, where he says and instructs us about how to make the most of our life. So let's start with our Old Testament lesson, which talks about our most precious resource, which is time. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. Time is our most precious resource, and the thing is, we don't have a lot of time. Psalm 90, verse 10 says, our days may come to 70 years or 80 if our strength endures. Yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. The first thing we need to understand is something that should be obvious to everyone, but is many times forgotten. Life is short. Time is our most precious resource. The Bible tells us that our days make up to 70 years or 80 years if we have the strength. That's the average. Some people live a few decades beyond that. Some people have much shorter lives. The average is somewhere between 70 and 80 years, which works out to an average person living about 4,000 weeks. Only 4,000. Seems like there should be more. Which makes this week a very important week, because when you only have 4,000 every week, is an important week. We do not have any weeks to waste. We want to make the most of our most precious resource, time, our time here on earth. Our lifespan here on earth is not infinity. Each week matters. And there are lots of different things we can do with our time. And that's what the famous passage in Ecclesiastes 3 talks about. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. Pete Seeger wrote a song about that. It was called Turn, 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 which became a big hit for the birds. Basically, it's saying there's a time and place for everything during our 4,000 weeks here on earth. There's a time for sowing and a time for reaping, a time for weeping and a time for laughing, a time for mourning and a time for dancing. But how do we know the right thing to do and when to do it? There are so many things we could be doing. What is the right thing to do today? Well, we can't do everything, which is why we need to understand about priorities. Priorities are a matter of our stewardship of time. Priorities are a matter of putting first things first, second things second, last things last. When we know our priorities, we know what we need to do and what can wait. Now, everybody's priorities are going to be a little bit different. It's going to be different based on your career, based on your family status, based on your age. There are so many different circumstances. Everyone is in a different situation. But I can tell you what should be first on your list of priorities, the one most important thing you can do this week and every week of your life. Or rather, Jesus tells us what should be first on our list, our highest priority. And that is, number two, our highest priority is the Word of Christ. We can all relate to Martha in the story about Mary and Martha. Martha is busy helping, wanting to make everything right for her Lord's visit. She's washing and cleaning, cooking and preparing. Meanwhile, her sister Mary is just sitting there, listening to Jesus. And Martha is starting to get resentful. Martha is starting to get ticked off. Why is Mary just sitting there, letting me do all the work? It's not fair. She seems resentful towards Martha and even a little resentful towards the Lord for not commanding Mary to help her out. And we all feel like that sometimes. We feel like we're the ones stuck doing all the work. Other people aren't doing their fair share. But the Lord understands where the resentment is really coming from. Martha, like most of us, is stressed out. And Jesus understands her heart. Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. The Greek word for anxious, merimnos, means to be divided into parts. Martha is going in so many directions, she's not sure what to do next. She's got so many things on her to-do list, she's starting to feel overwhelmed. When we feel overwhelmed, that's when we get angry and we start to get a little bitter and resentful. How about you? How's your week ahead looking? Are you like Martha, worried and anxious about many things? Jesus knows exactly what Martha needs. She needs the right priorities. Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken from her. Luke 10, 41 and 42. Jesus invites Martha to push everything else aside and focus on the one most important thing we can do in life. Listen to Jesus. I'm not here to tell you what all your priorities should be. I can't do that based on what your own individual life is like. But I do know the most important thing you're going to do this week is what you're doing right now. That is listening to Jesus, listening to the word of the Lord. Now, there are lots of things that seem more urgent than listening to Jesus, but there's nothing more important. A ringing doorbell or a buzzing phone may seem more important, but it's not. Those red dots on your phone with numbers inside them telling you that you have notifications might seem more important, but they're not. The highest priority in your life, my life, in everyone's life is listening to the word of Christ. Mary has chosen what is better. It will not be taken from her. Why is the word of Christ the most important thing? Well, first of all, only the word of Christ can create faith. Romans 10, verse 17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. And even more than that, only the words of Jesus can give eternal life. John 5, 24 says, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. I said before that we only have 4,000 weeks in our life, but that's true if we're only counting our time here on earth. Through Jesus Christ, through his death, through his resurrection, through his life-giving word, we have eternal life. We don't have 4,000 weeks. We don't have merely 40,000 weeks. We don't have just 40 million weeks. We have, through Christ, an infinite number of weeks. The word of Christ gives life. Eternal life to those who believe it, which is why there is nothing more important than what you are doing right now. This is the most important thing you'll do all week, listening to the words of Jesus. And I just want to commend you for being here and taking time to do that which is most important. Lots of other things are urgent. Lots of other things are trying to get your attention, but this is the most important thing you're going to do all week. And I encourage you to listen to Jesus all through the week. It is Jesus who gives us his word, the word that gives eternal life. Or as Peter puts it, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. John 6:68. Jesus gives us the free gift of eternal life, and he gives it to us through the power of his word. Which leads us to number three, our response. Number one, our most precious resource is time. Number two, our highest priority is the word of Christ. Number three, our response is to make the most of our life. And that's what Ephesians 5 teaches us about. Since Jesus has done all of this for us, the next logical question is, how should we respond? Paul tells us we should respond by making the most of our life. We have eternal life. That's a done deal. Jesus Christ died and rose again so that you can have eternal life. But what should we do with our 4,000 or so weeks here on earth? Well, Paul tells us, make the most of your life. Ephesians 5:15-16. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Then Paul mentions three specific things you and I can do to make the most of our life. We can rejoice, we can give thanks, and we can serve. Rejoice. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Ephesians 5:19. Over and over again, the New Testament teaches us that the Christian life is a life full of joy. Specifically here, Paul mentions singing. And that one surprises me. The first thing on Paul's to-do list for the Christian when it comes to making the most out of our life is not one you and I would pick. But you know what Paul says? He says, you know, I think you should spend more time singing. I think you should sing more. We should sing and make music in our heart to the Lord, singing all sorts of different psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Joy and singing go together. The world listens to a lot of music, but the Bible takes it a step further. The Bible encourages us to sing. Psalm 100 says, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with thanksgiving. Of course, that's what we do here in worship. Sing and make music to the Lord. Not for his sake, but for our sake. Singing praises to God always changes our attitude for the better. Notice the Bible does not say we have to sing well. It says make a joyful noise to the Lord. We simply need to sing with joy. We have lots to rejoice about, lots to be joyful about. Sing with joy and praise the Lord. Second way to make the most out of our life, give thanks. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5:20. Thanksgiving is another attitude that is encouraged over and over again in the New Testament. Again, not for God's sake, but for our sake. Giving thanks always changes our attitudes for the better. We talked about that a lot last week, so I won't go into it very much today. But we have so much to be thankful for. Remember what we have to be thankful for? All the abundance of physical blessings that God gives to us. And every spiritual blessing which is ours in Christ Jesus, up to and including eternal life with him in heaven. How should we make the most of our life? We should rejoice. We should give thanks. And third of all, we should serve. Ephesians 5:21. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. St. Paul writes, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. People get uptight about the word submit. No one likes the word submit. But this is not talking about a forced submission. It is voluntarily submitting ourselves and our desires so that we can serve other people. Not because we have to, but because we want to. We get to serve others. We don't have to serve others. We get to serve others. It's our way to say thank you to Jesus for everything he has done for us. We submit to one another and serve one another in love. Our most precious resource is time. It's easy to get stressed out about how to make the best use of our time. But Jesus reminds us that when everything is said and done, it's a matter of priorities. And our highest priority is this, listening to the word of Christ. One thing truly matters. Jesus, who has the words of eternal life. And then, knowing that our eternity is secure, we can make the most of our short time here on earth by responding to God's goodness with joy, with thanksgiving, and a willingness to serve. Rejoice, give thanks, and serve one another in love. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.